Welcome to the History in Hollywood podcast. The journalist Conrad Roth reports on events in world history that then became so famous that they were all filmed. And now, good and exciting entertainment. Full world history. On the microphone, Conrad Roth. Podcast number 4. The Heart of a Lion. Richard I, who ruled England for only 10 years, would be just one king among many in the Middle Ages. Only a side note remained in history. If it weren't for this nickname, who has survived the centuries and under whom he is known and not forgotten to this day. Richard the Lionheart. The kings and emperors of the Middle Ages no longer fought themselves, but observed and guided the battles from an elevated position, from the so-called Commander's Hill. Completely different, however, the 1.96 meters tall Richard, and for that time, of course, a true giant, fought completely in the tradition of his great role model Caesar, always at the front line, daringly and bravely threw himself first into every battle, and with full respect from friends and enemies, he received his battle name Lionheart and acquired a legendary reputation during his lifetime. At the end of the Third Crusade, King Richard was able to conclude a peace treaty with his charismatic opponent Sultan Saladin, which left Jerusalem to the Muslims but allowed unarmed Christian pilgrims access to the holy sites. When the king then wanted to reach England by land without this low army, and with only a few companions because of his brother John, who disputed his rulership, he was captured on December the 22nd, 1192 in Austria, in the territory of his arch-enemy Leopold, while eating in a tavern, recognized by its ring with the three lions, arrested and then imprisoned, first at Dürnstein Castle and then at the Reichsburg Trifels Castle in Germany. The ransom for Richard, which amounted to more than the annual English tax revenue and had an enormous weight of more than 23 tons of silver, was finally raised by his mother Eleanor with the help of many, many friends. And so, at the beginning of February 1194, Richard finally could leave Trefels as a free man. And even at his death 5 years later, when he was mortally wounded by a crossbow bolt in an attack on the Chalus fortress in France, fighting as always at the head of his men, King Richard stayed true to his honorary name. To this day, the name Richard the Lionheart has not lost any of its popularity, which is certainly also the case for many, many Hollywood films, for example with Sean Connery as King Richard. Along with Henry VIII, Richard is the best-known male ruler of England, but by far the most popular among the people from then to now is always Richard Cœur de Lion, Richard the Lionheart. Dear listeners, thank you very much for your time and attention. Many thanks to the German composer Roland Kahr for the music. By the way, he writes himself K-A-H. The music, which you can listen to and download at rolandkahr.de. I'm happy if you join me on my journey to further events in history. Until then, ciao and goodbye.